Hola.
So, Wesley's broken.
I'm not broken. I'm just...
Wesley's broken.
I'm not broken. I'm torn.
Sup, guys?
That's not how you usually say
okay,
it.
Okay, the reason...
Sup, hoes? Forklift.
We're gonna get some gas, baby.
So, the reason I asked
you... Fuelify my brain!
So, the reason I asked you if it hurt whenever you touched, like, a certain spot in your calf, because I tore my calf.
Who asked?
Hey, here, brother! Amen! Praise the Lord!
He chases after us. Alright, we're gonna talk because you always say stupid stuff that we can make a conversation about.
And frick you, bro.
Frick me?
Frick you.
I think you want to frick you.
I think you and Joe are friggin'.
No, we are not frigging.
You and Joe are definitely frigging.
We are definitely not frigging.
We're gonna name this episode Friggin'.
You little frigger frig. No, we are not
frigging. That sounded
frigging.
Very close.
Oh, they got a small cap coffee or cappuccino for 69 cents. I'm about to get 10 cents off because I got more than 100 points on my Murphy rewards.
No way.
Shoot.
Shut the front door.
Big ballin'. Big ballin'. I buy gas like every 3 days.
Hey, I talked to my mom. Joe and I talked to my mom about those jokes that y'all were making in front of her.
What'd she say?
My mom thought they were the funniest thing ever.
Let's go.
I know.
We're going to keep making them.
She was like, I wish the innuendos weren't about my daughter, but at the same time, those were so funny. Those are kind of jokes that I make. And
that's
I was
a big
like,
word
oh,
for
okay.
you. I didn't know you could say that.
I don't think I said it right, did I?
It's innuendo.
Innuendo.
Not innuendo.
Feeling me.
Okay, talk for Hannah.
I just told a story, but yeah, my mom thought they were the funniest thing ever.
They were pretty funny. The one I made was the funniest.
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
I don't think she heard me.
Me either. I heard.
What did she say?
She goes, I heard you.
No, what did she say though? That I said 69. Somebody said.
Oh, somebody said my favorite number was 66, because that's what I
said.
And you said, no, her favorite number is actually 69.
I looked away, and I looked back.
I know, you were looking under, and you had, her favorite number is actually 69. And my mom was like, I heard that. And you're like, ah.
I'm dying. Fuck, my leg hurts.
Oh, here's your mom. Hey, mom.
Hey, your mom's right behind you.
Did you hear that?
Thank you.
You could hear that.
Can I have a bite? Can I just eat it?
My leg hurts.
Eat some pep.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm done.
Look what you did, you filthy slut. You're so fat.
Imagine. No, watch.
See, we have a great relationship, Mahana. I call you fat, and you encourage me.
No, I'm... Watch. Punch me in the stomach right now. Not hard, not hard. Just like hit me in the stomach. Not hard, not hard.
I'm not gonna hit you hard. That's not even hard.
Okay, I wasn't flexing. Are you ready?
Okay, again. Flex, flex. That's not even hard either.
Because you have to go through a layer of fat first. Because you have no fat. You are literally skin and bones.
No pain.
It's pain. Noodles is where it's at. Girls like noodles.
Not considered a noodle?
Yes.
Apparently not, because some girl set up on logo. I'm like, yo, logo? On my YOLO? And she goes, what's your ex's name? And I said, never had one.
That was funny. Okay, but like, did you like all mine? You didn't even put the one that I said, is Wesley gay? Yes, you didn't even put that one on there. And I was
like those.
Oh, I won't call you gay anymore. I'm sorry.
You can call me gay. I just don't like him on YOLO. Like in... It's weird.
Okay, I just want to put you on there anymore. I was just kidding, though, because I know you're not gay.
Yeah, so. I know. Just...
Okay, Joe posted Caleb, but not me.
Wow.
Oh, no, he posted you.
Wow. All
right, Joe. See how it is, Joe. If you're listening to this.
Mess you, Joe.
Yeah, mess you,
mess
bro.
You.
I love you, though, dog.
I don't. Baron mess you. Baron you called me
mess
a slut.
With you later.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she is.
Bruh.
I'll blow your mom up tonight. She gonna whoop your ass and steal all your shit. Dude, it's so bad.
Wait, isn't Keegan's mom in jail?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you.
For stealing?
I thought she was in there for drugs.
She's probably in there for both.
Oh.
We're not gonna get to Walmart.
Oh, we forgot. Wasn't you couldn't have made it there.
I could have beat you there.
No, no, you couldn't have.
What are race on? Okay, no.
You literally got... Okay, so Wesley, we were at... I was in the middle of my story. Could you not interrupt me?
I didn't even say anything.
Okay, so we're at Fratelli's, right? And... Thank you for interrupting me.
I didn't even say a word!
Level up.
Yes, sir. Was this having period cramps?
Girl. This hurts so bad.
No, that's how bad my cramps hurt, though.
Really?
Yes. Do you know what cramps are? It's your uterus trying to kill itself.
It's not really.
Yes, like it is. It literally is your uterus.
Your uterus is trying to kill
itself. It's literally your uterus cutting off its, like, oxygen supply.
Why? Girls complain.
I don't know why. Freaking period. No, I'm not complaining. I'm just letting y'all know.
Girl, you're literally property. So.
Right. I'm
no owned. Purpose in this world except to be owned by men.
Right. And mop. I learned how to mop.
You to learn mop? That? It's not hard.
It's not hard. You rub it on the floor.
Like, you shouldn't have to learn how to mop.
Turn the radio on.
I like this song. Do you want me to sing it to you?
Then it'll be on the podcast.
Yeah, but then I'll sing it to them too. And everybody can listen to my podcast singing.
You actually disturb me.
You love me. Wesley admitted that he's going to miss me when he graduates.
You literally had a gun to my head.
I literally don't care. You still admitted it to the entire stadium. Or not stadium. What's it called? Football stadium? Soccer thing? Soccer field.
Football field.
Thank you. How come ours is just a field, but Central gets a stadium? And Zachary gets a stadium.
Like I said.
State money?
Five times. No, I don't
want to be. Truxillo. So, they had the whole open house thing set up. And Truxillo got on the microphone. He's like, thank all y'all for coming out. We really need y'all's money. So, as soon as you get there, like, no one was there. It was just set up.
That's
funny.
That's facts.
What he said the other day was really great.
Yeah.
So, me and Evan were sitting outside watching Netflix, and he walks out, like, all chill, and he's like, y'all know y'all can't watch porn on campus, right?
Not supposed to be watching porn at school, boys.
That was great.
It actually seems kind of funny.
I like trucks.
I think tracks would be funny. You should run track.
Should I?
Yeah.
Do I actually have to do stuff? Can I manage your eyes?
Trucks is the coach.
You could be the manager, maybe.
Will one of y'all come with me? Well, just let me.
Come with you what?
To ask and be like, hey.
Hey, there's no track manager.
Okay, well, let me ask anyway. And if he says no, then I'll be like, okay, fine, I'll do something.
I'll
do it. Oh, so if you can't be the manager, you'll do something?
Yeah.
But he did say, if you sign up, you have to do something at the meets. Like, you actually have to do something.
That's why I
He's
would
He's not letting people on the team that...
That's why I would managerize. Manager.
What I'm saying is, if you can't managerize, then...
Then I will actually do something. I will...
You should do something anyway. You could probably throw the spear.
Javelin?
I could.
It's not the spear. It's not a spear. It's a javelin.
Okay, well, let me throw the javelin.
There you go.
I want to do that thing where you run with the pole and you hop the other... Why can't I do that?
I mean, Addison Juno wants to do it.
Okay, well...
Addison can't do it either. You have to be, like small and strong.
Oh, I'm neither.
And you're big and
chunky and weak.
If I was describing Mary Hannah...
I would call her
chunky. No, I'd call you bigger. That's the word bigger. I use that word.
So, if someone was like, wait...
Thick.
No, I would not use thick, because that's like... Sexual.
Not really.
Sexual. I just feel like, oh, she has a bigger bottom.
Some junk in the trunk.
Yeah. But if someone came up to you and was like, oh, how is Mary Hannah shaped? You'd be like, she's kind of bigger.
I say she's a bigger girl.
She's kind of tall, but she's like bigger.
I say she's a bigger girl. Now, if we're talking like.
That sounds so awful.
No.
Mary Hannah's bigger. Like, she has
Would you want me to call you fat?
No, because I'm not fat.
Okay. But like, if we're talking like fat people, I call them fat. Because they're fat. They made the decision to be fat.
Straight up, she is fat.
Like, yeah.
Fat PH fat. I hate you so much.
What did
you say? I said it really quiet. So
what did you say?
I'll tell you later.
Wow, you're fake.
Hey.
I'm trying not to let the podcast.
No.
Oh, so I was asked... Maybe to go to Central's prom.
But you can't go.
But I can't because it's on the same day as ours. So it's a no-go.
Who'd ask you?
Will not be divulged.
Does it start with an R?
Damn right it does.
I know who it is.
I told him to bring her to our prom.
And I said, no, there's way better people.
Yeah, there is.
I like Rich.
I want to take someone from our school. I never take anyone from our school. Actually, I did, and that didn't work out. So
yeah, so I don't know.
I might be going for an out-of-school experience. I don't know
That sounded kind of sick, though.
I don't know anyone
I've never gone to a dance with someone that I like. Like, it was always like a friend thing.
Bullshit.
That is bullshit.
Out of your mouth, literally just flew out your mouth.
I've never been to a dance with someone who didn't like me or that I wasn't dating.
You're telling me you did not like Lauren?
Not at that point, no. We had already, like, said that we were just friends.
Is Joe working?
Lucky. I don't know.
The basketball game's been over.
I don't know. He's texting me.
Wow. He's cheating on you.
I don't care.
Yes, you do.
As long as he doesn't lie to me about it for a year, I don't care.
Oh, I saw Hayden at church there.
Did you really? How is he?
Dude, he's so hot.
Like, I'm not, like, saying this to be funny, but he, like, low-key kind of looked depressed.
Okay, well, that might be my fault.
He's not Mariana's top anymore.
That is, he isn't, let's see, last time we talked, I would say that Joe just texted me.
Her answer.
No.
Answer.
I'm doing something. The last time we talked was December 30th, and it was he was still apologizing for the party bus text messages.
What happened on the party bus?
He got drunk and he was texting me about how he was so sorry and that how he couldn't believe that I would ever betray him. And that,
wait, why did you break up?
That you would betray him.
Yeah.
Wait, why did you break up? Him?
Because I wasn't happy with myself, and I had grown a lot in the past year because a lot of stuff happened. In
so
18.
In a month you're happy again? Would you
fucking bullshit the girls come up?
No. Okay. No. A lot of shit happened in 18, and then 19 came around, and it was really the year of growth and like becoming okay.
That is actual bullshit.
Yeah, like every girl. Like,
man, do you realize what you just said means nothing at all?
They're like, I don't want a relationship. I just fuck.
Hayden and I were good whenever we were both depressed and we were both sad. But I'm not sad anymore. I want to be alive.
I hate when girls are like, I lost feelings.
No, I still love him, but
because
not...
Because that's
I
so stupid. Just, you don't just
I
wake up and want to like...
I
well,
outgrew
I don't,
him.
I don't like him.
I outgrew him. And I couldn't be in high school.
Hey, everybody be quiet.
Hello?
He stopped me. He got in the way of so many of my friendships. Like, I would not be here right now if I was still dating him.
Yeah.
And we both know that.
Why?
Because I was only friends with his friends.
But Hayden liked me, so it would have been fine.
No, it wouldn't have been. Because he liked Cole Netherland too. And I really thought that he was going to lose his shit.
I'll do it, Kira.
Yeah, well, Cole Netherland's a fucking asshole.
Oh, I already know. I'm in Sydney. Yeah. You didn't know about that?
But yeah,
that's been going on.
What happened?
Whenever I tell y'all that I'm a different person than I am now than I was a year ago, I really mean it.
You're not a different person. You're still Mary Hannah. You're still
okay,
a
yes, I'm still Mary Hannah. Still whatever you want to call me, but I really am like a different person.
Yes, he does, because Mary Hannah FaceTimed her the other day, and
they was fucking.
They haven't fucked yet.
Brody's just
bullshit.
No, because he asked to meet her dad.
Huh?
He asked to meet Sydney's dad.
Like, he seems like he actually wants it, and they haven't fucked yet.
She's been a whole week
and,
without
and
sex.
He hasn't tapped her yet.
I feel so awful. They're gonna know, but...
You think she listens to this podcast?
No.
Exactly. Who gives
a fuck?
Next
rib.
Yeah.
My leg wants to fucking take a samurai sword.
But yeah, I knew about that.
Shove it up my nostril. Take it out my mouth and then cut the legs off.
I wonder if you like could taste the samurai sword with your nuts.
Alright, I'll talk to you later.
With your balls.
That would mean I could taste like underwear.
Can you?
If that means that your permanent like normal taste buds are just tasting your underwear. That's fucking crazy. What if that's true? What if your normal like nothing in your mouth taste is just your underwear because you're tasting with your balls?
Dude, you know that it's like scientifically proven that there's like poo on everything. I passed it up, didn't I?
No, it's right here.
Oh, I did see that. It's literally everywhere.
Mom, y'all can.
Like, there's no way to be free from it.
Yeah.
That's kind of gross.
Once you get pickled bacteria on you, it never leaves. Like, no matter how many times you wash your hands, pickled bacteria will always be
on
you.
What is that?
Shit.
Oh, there's a pickle. You said fecal?
Fecal.
Yeah. Like, Mr. Jacob said, like, everyone has poo on their toothbrushes.
Yeah, because you brush your teeth in the bathroom, and then you shit in the bathroom, and it gets everywhere.
No, that's disgusting.
But apparently Mythbusters did this thing, and, like, they put the toothbrush in a completely different room, and it still had crap particles on it.
So is it just
from... So, like, pretty much anything in your house has crap particles on it.
I mean, you can't... It's gross, but, like, there's also, like, an inevitable... Like,
like,
that doesn't fucking matter.
I mean, you're gonna die with just a small. It's not like it's not gonna bother you, right?
Like, you know, dust is dead skin. Like, balls of dust, like dust balls is just.
Like, just sitting here, like, Evan has a whole thing of Mary Hannah dead skin particles on his seat. Like, everything you touch, you leave skin particles on. Like, dead skin.
That made you gross, but the shit everywhere didn't make you gross. No.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, it's time to end this one because Mary Hannah's home and.
Bye. I love you all. You're doing great. Keep up the good work. Stay happy. And if you're not happy in a relationship, doesn't matter what the reason is. If you just outgrown them.
Never take advice from Mary Hannah because she's a
break up with them to be happy.
All right, we're out. You
always
nasty
choose
horse.
Yourself. Always choose yourself.
Evan. See you nasty whores later.
All right. Bye.